Roughly 161,000 people used the checkoff to designate a dollar for the Wisconsin Election Campaign Fund. That's the fund available to all candidates who agreed to limit fundraising from private sources. The numbers represent only 4% of all income taxpayers. It's half as many as contributed to the fund less than a decade ago. The numbers are disappointing to advocates like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe, who think a well-run public financing system would reduce the influence of campaign donors on governing. But McCabe says the way Wisconsin's system is set up, he can't blame taxpayers.
People aren't dumb. I mean, they can see what they're seeing in our elections. They can see how these elections have been turned into auctions, and they want to know that they're investing in something that can help turn those auctions back into elections. And if they don't think that that's going to happen, they're not going to spend even a dollar of their money.
The way the checkoff system works, the dollar spent comes not out of someone's return, but out of the state's general fund. The system was created decades ago and changed very little since. But even if support for the system has hit a new low, McCabe says it's still getting a certain segment of the public's attention.
Still, many times more people are investing in this than are contributing directly to politicians.
For tax year 2010, the checkoff will increase to $3, with much of the money set aside specifically for Supreme Court races. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.